And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect back on the life of somebody that spent his life trying to help others. And the reason I bring that up is because at Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the core competencies that we live by is the competency that we exist to help each other out. And this guy did a lot of things to help other people. As a matter of fact, one of the books that he wrote is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in that book, Stephen Covey points out a lot of things that, well, these things will help to influence you and help you to understand that there is a better way to financial freedom than the path that you're on. Now, the majority of you, you're doing what you were told to do. You're living the middle class mindset. You are trading time for money. You went to school, you got good grades, you got into a good college. Some of you blew off college, you went right into the workforce. Either modality works fine. But at the end of the day, you have a job where you're trading time for money, you're working for somebody else, you're doing what they want to do. Their goals and objectives are your goals and objectives, and you're trying to sock money away for retirement. The cost of living is impacting your lifestyle. And what that means is you're spending more money at the grocery store, you're spending more money at the gas pump, you're spending more money than you did, say, 3 or 4 years ago. Now, I'm not trying to turn this into a political argument, because what I want to do is I want to glorify the life of a guy by the name of Stephen Covey. And Stephen Covey is one of those guys that has influenced me. He's influenced our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley. He's influenced many, many members of Lifestyles Unlimited, because what Stephen Covey does is he writes about things that are, well, they're very effective. Now, Stephen Covey has left this world. He passed away in July of 2012, but his writings are leaving a legacy for you and me. Now, if you've never heard of Stephen Covey, let me point out to you that he is an effective person. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book entitled The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and it's really what I would consider the epitome of self-help and personal development literature. It is something that will help you change your mindset, change it away from what you're doing right now, which is probably very ineffective for retirement purposes, and change it to something that is much more effective. Now, let me give you a summary of the book. I'm not going to do a full-blown book report on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And the reason I'm not going to do it is because, well, it would probably take me 2 or 3 radio shows to give you all the meat. So what I want to do is I would just want to give you some of the highlights. One of the things that Covey points out is that you have to be proactive. You have to take responsibility for your actions and reactions. Now think about it. What you are doing for retirement, it's either working or it's not. Now, if it's not working, maybe part of the problem is you're just on cruise control. You're just figuring, I'll just keep putting money into that 401k. I'll just keep putting money into that IRA. I'll just keep putting money into my stock accounts, and I'll put my hands together, and I'm going to pray that it's going to work. But here's the big problem with that type of modality when it comes to retirement savings. And I'm using the term savings. I'm not using the term investing. And the reason I'm not using the term investing is because those assets are not paying you an income. If you really, truly break down what investing does for you, investing is something that applies to an economic influence to your life. And what I mean by an economic influence to your life is that it has a component to it where that investment pays you an income stream. Your 401k, it doesn't pay you an income stream. Any dividends that you might make in your 401k have to go back into that 401k. You're not allowed to touch the money in the 401k. As a matter of fact, the government will hit you with a 10% penalty if you try and take that money out. Now, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you know that at the end of the day, on our vendor marketplace, we have attorneys that can help you avoid that penalty. And that's one of the ways that Lifestyles Unlimited members change the modality of their life. In other words, what they do is they migrate away from what you're doing into what I'm doing. See, I invest in assets that pay me a cash flow component. What that does for me is that keeps me in a place of retirement. I have income coming in that I'm not necessarily working for. I'm not trading time for money for that income. Now, I do spend a little bit of time every week focused on my investments, but I'm not putting in 40, 50, 60 hours per week. I'm putting in a couple hours per week. And the majority of that time I spend just looking at what the market has to offer me. What I'm doing is I'm being proactive. I'm taking responsibility for my actions and my reactions, like Stephen Covey points out. Now, another thing Covey points out in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, is that you have to begin with the end in mind. What he's saying is you have to clarify your values and your long-term goals before taking action. Now, here's the problem. Many of you already have a long-term goal of putting money into a 401k or an IRA or your stock accounts or whatever your financial planner has told you to do. And here's the problem. Question whether or not that's your long-term goal or a long-term goal that your financial planner sold you on having. Now, think about it. Again, I bring up the fact that what you're investing in now is not paying you a cash flow component. And if it is, if you are getting dividends in that 401k, that IRA, or those stock accounts, that money is going right back into that stock account. You're not using that money to offset your expenses of life. The way you're covering your expenses of life is you're going to work. You're trading time for money. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what the majority of Americans do. So what I suggest you do, and actually what I should say is what Covey suggests you do, is you need to clarify your values and your long-term goals before you take action. So in other words, you need to think about, is there a better way to financial freedom than what you're doing right now? So take a look at your value system. Are you really bought into what your company wants you to be bought into? Because at the end of the day, your company's value system is imprinted upon your mind. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, I mean, you spend the majority of your waking time focused on what somebody else wants you to be focused on, not on what you should be focused on. And I'm here to tell you what you should be focused on is you and your family and the things that are important to you. Because at the end of the day, there is no loyalty in the workplace. No, you could go to work tomorrow and they could just say, hey, you know what? We're going through a downsizing because of the economic conditions in the world. We didn't meet our quarterly goals. And as a result of that, we're going to slash 10, 15, 20% of the workforce. And unfortunately, you're part of that 10, 15, 20%. So then what do? Now you're in a situation you're scrambling to get back into the workforce because that's what you know how to do. However, if you had been investing in real estate and that real estate was paying you passive income, you would be able to fall back potentially on that real estate so that if you were let go from that job, you're in the decision-making mode where you decide whether or not you really want to go back to work. And the reason you can make that decision is because you have enough passive income coming in from your real estate assets that it meets or exceeds your expenses of life. When that happens, you are real estate retired. You are completely real estate retired. So what Covey wants you to do is begin with the end in mind. Think about what it would be like if you did experience that downsizing, if you did experience a time where you were let go. Would you be able to survive on the passive income that you have built up over the last year or 2 years or 3 years? For many of you, the answer is no, you wouldn't survive. But for some of you have bought into what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Some of you have clarified your values and your long-term goals before you took action, and you decided that real estate assets were the way to go. Now, another thing Covey points out is you have to put first things first. In other words, you have to prioritize tasks based on importance rather than urgency. Now, many of you, you're focused on urgency. You're focused on trading time for money. You're not focused on prioritizing tasks that are more important, such as buying a real estate asset, rehabbing that real estate asset, putting that asset back into service as clean, functional workforce housing. And when you do that, that asset pays you five different ways. There's the cash flow, there's the equity capture, there's the principal pay down, there's the natural appreciation, and then of course there's the tax advantages of being a real estate investor. When we come back from the break, more from Stephen Covey. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I should say we're working on your financial freedom because I'm talking about a gentleman by the name of Stephen Covey, who's gone from this world. He passed away in 2012, but his influence is still here in the world. Now, Stephen Covey wrote a myriad of books. I think the most influential book that he wrote is a book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And it's a book that really helps you help yourself. And it's designed to be a personal development form of literature. So in other words, what I'm getting at is it's a book you need to read. It's a book that will help you transition your mindset away from what you're doing now into a place where it needs to be. Now, some of you might say, wow, Stephen Covey, man, that's old school stuff. That's what baby boomers read and stuff. But here's the point. I don't care whether you're a baby boomer. I don't care if you're Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, Generation C. I'm messing all those different generations up because I don't even know what they all are. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter which one you're populated into. Stephen Covey's book can assist you. Now, there are seven habits that are outlined in the book, and I've covered some of them already. One of them was be proactive. Another one is begin with the end in mind. Another one is put first things first. So what Covey is pointing out in putting first things first is you have to prioritize tasks based on importance rather than urgency. And we talked a little bit about that before we went to the break. But when you think about it, from the real estate investing context, most of you are thinking about becoming a real estate investor, but you're not sure how to do it, or you're concerned that maybe it's going to take too much of your time, or that maybe it's a little bit too risky to do that, that maybe what you're doing now of trading time for money and putting money into a 401k or an IRA is the better modality for you. And I'm here to tell you, that's a great modality if you plan to retire at the age of 70. Oh, and by the way, you better hope and pray that you've built up enough money that you can actually live off of that bag of money. That is the biggest concern, the biggest problem that exists with what you're doing now. Not to mention the fact that it puts you on the long track. In other words, it's taken you 35 to 45 years to develop this bag of money, and then there's no guarantees at the end of the bag of money, right? You don't know how long you're going to live. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I mean, I spent 27 years in the United States Army. I beat the snot out of the body that I'm in right now. I am the age of 60. If you would have asked me, I don't know, 20 years ago, if I was going to live to the age of 60, I probably would have told you probably not, because I mean, I beat this body up. When I left the military In 2014, I had all kinds of health problems that impacted me, that impacted my ability to do the things that I want to do, that I enjoy doing. I've had all kinds of surgeries. I've had a heart attack. I've had atrial fibrillation. I've had issues that have held me back. Heck, I've even had cancer twice. Now, I've beaten them all back, but I will tell you, it's a fight, and it takes your time and your attention to devote to your health issues, and that can take away from what else you are doing in life. Fortunately for me, back in 2017, I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and I was able to change what I was doing. I was able to step away from trading time for money. I was able to move away from what you're doing now for financial freedom because I listened to what the people at Lifestyles Unlimited taught me. It's been a game changer. I have been retired for the last 5+ years, and I'm not looking back. Now, one of the things that I'm considering doing is I'm considering becoming a lead investor. In other words, going out and buying real estate assets in the multifamily space and then bringing in my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members to invest with me because I prioritize my tasks based on importance rather than urgency. It's okay for me to step away from the luxurious life of being fully retired and spend some of my time, some of my daily working hours, actually working on a real estate asset, actually building up the value of the asset, taking advantage of what real estate has to offer me, the cash flow, the natural appreciation, the equity capture, the principal pay down, the tax advantages, and because I'm going to be in the multifamily space, I get the advantage of something called multifamily forced appreciation, meaning when I increase the income streams of the asset by 10%, it's going to translate into me doubling my cash flow and putting myself in a position where I can refinance the asset, take all of my seed capital out of the asset, have $0 of my money in the asset, yet the asset's still going to be paying me a reduced cash flow. It's pretty cool stuff. And I will help my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members along the way. So that leads me to point 4 of Stephen Covey's book, which is Think Win-Win. And in that definition, he says, seek mutually beneficial solutions in relationships and interactions. See, I've already developed a bunch of friends, a bunch of people that are like-minded like me that are doing exactly what I am doing for financial freedom. It's not what you're doing for financial freedom. It's what we're doing for financial freedom. And what we are doing for financial freedom puts us in a situation where we can get ourselves retired in 5 years or less. Now, ironically, when Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, founded Lifestyles Unlimited 35 years ago in Houston, Texas, he really thought it was going to take his members 5 to 7 years to achieve retirement. And what he found over time was 5 to 7 years, that was really the outlier. Most people were getting it done in 5 years or less. And then as he continued to refine the roadmap that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited, he found that there were people that were getting it done even sooner. There were people that were getting it done in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. Now, I happen to be in that group of people. I actually achieved retirement 2 years after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that's the result that I achieved once I put my mind to the important tasks and I sought out mutually beneficial solutions in relationships and interactions. So how did I do it? Well, I invested in multifamily assets. That was my primary modality. Now, I still have some single family assets, but the majority of the investing that I do is in multifamily assets because I have found multifamily to be a very powerful force multiplier for what I'm trying to accomplish. So what am I currently doing that you're not doing? Well, I'm not invested in a 401k. I'm not invested in an IRA. I don't have stock accounts. I don't even have a financial planner. And the reason I don't have those things is because those things are ineffective. Those things will not get me to the place of retirement that I've already achieved. As a matter of fact, if I jumped away from what I'm doing and go back into the stock market, I'd probably have to go back to work, because if I got rid of all of my real estate, I would get rid of all my passive income, and therefore I wouldn't have enough money coming in to meet my expenses. So the only option I would have at that point, because I'd want to fund those stock accounts, is I would have to go back to work. And that's not what I want to do. And some of you are yelling at the radio, but Al, in the last segment, you mentioned that you're thinking about going back to work. You're thinking about becoming a lead investor. And yes, I am considering becoming a lead investor. As a matter of fact, I am red hot on that path. And I've got a very specific goal and timeline that I've laid out. And I'm doing things along the way to make sure that I am successful when it's time for me to launch that modality. So what I am trying to share with you is that I am doing what I choose to do when it comes to real estate investing, because there are more things that I want to do with money, and I don't have enough money to do the things that I want to do. And one of the things I was sharing with you before we went to the break is that I want to give money away. Now, that doesn't mean I want to just drive down the road and see the first homeless guy standing on the corner with a sign. That's not what I'm talking about. I want to give money to charities and programs that are doing good works. I really do. That are making a difference in the world, places where governments and NGOs are not making a difference. I want to make sure that those types of entities are supported, and I want to make sure that I have the ability to give to those entities. One of the things that I need to do is I need to increase my cash flow. That's one of my goals. That's one of my objectives. Now, I can do it by doing exactly what I'm doing, invest passively in other people's properties. However, that is a slightly slower route than what I'm trying to achieve. So what I'm trying to achieve is a faster route that's not more risky. It's going to take a little more time, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be a major impact in my life, because if I do it correctly, and I plan to do it correctly, I'm not going to be taking on an additional 40-hour per week job. I will be putting the necessary entities in place to assist me with owning and operating the asset, and I will have my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members investing along my side, and I'll be providing them great rates of return. Now, let me get back to Stephen Covey, because one of the things that he points out in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is you have to seek first to understand, then to be understood. So you have to listen to the needs and concerns of, in the real estate context, buyers, sellers, residents, and other stakeholders in real estate transactions. And the reason I'm bringing this up is you have to understand their motivations and their perspectives before presenting your own proposals or negotiating terms. What I'm getting at is something that our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, has been talking about for probably the last 6 or 7 months on the radio. In the multifamily space, there are people that bought into assets 2 or 3 years ago that are finding, because of the interest rate increases, they're having a difficult time making the types of returns that they thought those assets were going to make. And as a result, they're in a position right now where they have loans that are coming due, and their only exit strategy is to transact those properties. In other words, to sell those properties. So what that does for me, as somebody that's looking to buy those properties, I need to understand the needs and concerns of those people on the other side of the equation. And when I understand what they're trying to do, they're basically trying to get out, I can provide a solution, because I will be positioned to where I can step in, take over that asset. And then, because I'm taking over that asset correctly, I can have that asset start making money for me. Now, getting back to Covey, he says you need to synergize. You need to look for opportunities to collaborate with other investors, real estate professionals, and service providers to maximize the potential of your investments. And if you pool resources and expertise and networks, that can lead to more significant opportunities and better results. I think what Covey just pointed out is my business plan. He did. He just pointed out what it is that I am trying to accomplish by becoming a lead investor again. It's not that I was before. What I'm saying is that I'm finally getting off of my butt, and I'm finally actually doing what I learned to do back in 2017 when I initially went through the lead investor training. It's just that back in 2017, my life was a little bit different. I was still trading time for money, and becoming a lead investor just didn't make sense for me because I didn't have the available time. But today I have the available time. And because I have collaborated with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, I have built my contact list of real estate professionals and service providers, I am ready to maximize the potential of the investments I'm looking to take down. Well, thank you, Stephen Covey, for pointing that out. Now, the final effective habit that Stephen Covey points out is something that he calls sharpen the saw. So what's he getting at, and how am I doing it, and how could you do it better? Okay, he points out that you must continuously educate yourself about real estate investing strategies, market conditions, and relevant laws and regulations. And that's what I do because I am engaged with the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I attend specific meetings that are dedicated to helping me do the investing that I'm trying to accomplish. I attend other meetings where I learn from my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. I do the things that I need to do to stay engaged with my community. And by doing so, and in addition to that, I'm trying to stay physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy so that I can sustain my energy and focus in managing my real estate portfolio effectively. My real estate portfolio is what sets me apart from what I used to be and what I am now. I think it's very important for you to read Stephen Covey's book. I think it's very important for you to take into account his 7 effective habits of highly effective people. And I know I didn't say the title correctly, but I wanted to point out the word effective. In his book, he is doing things and talking about things that will make you a better real estate investor. And more importantly, he is talking about things that will make you migrate away from what you're doing now into the realm of real estate investing. And by applying Stephen Covey's 7 habits to real estate investing, you can cultivate a proactive and strategic approach that leads to successful and sustainable investment outcomes. I mean, these habits can help you navigate the complexities of the real estate market with confidence, integrity, and ultimately helping you to achieve your financial and personal goals in the process. I mean, isn't that what it's about? For me, that's what it was about. For every member of Lifestyles Unlimited, that's what it's about. For our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, that's what it's about. For all the mentors that serve proudly as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team, that's what it's all about. For all those great people that serve Lifestyles Unlimited as part of the member services team, that's what it's about. It's about achieving the results that you've always wanted to achieve. So what I recommend you do is go ahead and get a copy of the book. Whether you get the hard copy, whether you get the, I guess as we've called a soft copy, if you get it off your favorite book provider source, read the book or listen to the book or do both at the same time. Because what Stephen Covey will help you do is help you put together a roadmap that you can follow. And more importantly, if you want a roadmap that's already been put together for you, if you want a roadmap that's going to get you to the place that you're trying to get to, just become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, 50,000 people can't be wrong. 50,000 people have achieved financial freedom doing exactly what I am telling you to do on the radio. More importantly, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you get a roadmap to success. We give you the roadmap you need to follow, and we teach you how to use the roadmap. We teach you what the roadmap is designed to do, and we teach you how to follow the roadmap. And you can follow the roadmap in any type of modality that you want, whether you choose to do single family investment, whether you choose to do multifamily investment, whether you choose to do passive investment with other Lifestyles Unlimited members, or you choose to be a lead investor and have other Lifestyles Unlimited members invest with you. Any of those paths works to get you to a place of financial freedom. You just have to discover what your comfort levels are, what it is you are trying to achieve. You need to lay out your goals and your objectives. And when you do so, the map will take you to those goals and objectives. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Del Walmsley's doing, You want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.